Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah.
Who's the best football player in the National Football League?
Lamar Jackson.
So he has to play like the best football player in the National Football League on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has to do whatever he has. Ken McCusick said it best. Lamar has to come to grips, Ed, with the fact that he has to take matters into his own hands. That's what Jordan did.
Yeah.
That's what great players do. When they don't do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Jordan passed it off to Paxson and let him hit the jumper. Why? Because the defense drew to him. He trusted his teammates. But when you have to take matters into your own hand, you have to be willing to do it because you can do it.
Yeah, and he does. I mean, I think he will. I feel he's just more confident this season. And that admission he made about getting too tight and antsy in the playoffs, I know people are going to criticize him because it kind of confirms what everyone was thinking. But I think it's good that he realized that. And maybe he's over it. If he is, good luck doing something about him.
I mean, I look at look at Lamar in these situations, too, and he knows it. Even if he plays his ass off and they lose, it's always going to come back to him. But, yeah, we've had some interesting games here in the postseason. We've heard Lamar come out and say here recently, which I was happy to hear, like, hey, I get butterflies in my stomach. I get a little amped up for these games. I got to settle myself down.
That's what happened in Cleveland. He had butterflies in his stomach. He had to go to the bathroom to let butterflies out.
Was it just butterflies? Because it seemed like he was in there for a while.
Yeah, for a while.
So, but no, like, again, this is how things go. One team's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't need to tell everybody this over and over again. Everybody else seems to be failures by a lot of other people's standards. Like, you can't have a good season unless it ends in a Super Bowl. And I think if you're Ravens, that's probably true, just for the simple fact that you should have won one already. So now fans
should
like,
at least been there.
Yeah, you've done a bunch of different things that make fans happy. But as soon as you get to a certain point, they want more. You win one, I want two.
Yeah.
You win two, I want three. So, I think coming into this game, and it's weird because you're facing the Steelers, who everybody said, Mike Tomlin's got his number and the Steelers have his number. Didn't look that way in the last game, but we'll see.
Here's the thing. Lamar Jackson has often played in a regular season like he was the best player in the league. He's often showed us that. He's never shown us that in the postseason. He's never looked like the best player in the league in the postseason. People, you can say what you want. You can defend him. You can just do whatever you want to do. Lamar Jackson has never played like the best player in the NFL and lost a game. Not in the postseason.
Ever, really.
Exactly. Yeah.
I ain't saying that. All I said was people had fatigue over him, but I'm not saying that.
So if he plays like the best player in the league and he loses the playoff game, I think the narrative still changes, man. He played his ass off, but he always leaves something on the field in playoff losses. Every one of them, he's left something on the field. He has to leave nothing out there. Just unload your bag of tricks and go for broke. That's how the Ravens get to New Orleans. Go for broke. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. I'm excited about tomorrow. I got the bourbon in the cabinet.
What kind of bourbon? What kind of bourbon you got, Johnny?
Oh, Rob, I'm straight bullet, man. The bullet in natural light. That's me, baby.
You like bullet? All right, no problem.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. If Isaiah Likely can pull in 60 yards of receiving, does he carry the weight for not having Zay in the game?
You could say that. I mean, he could have 60 yards receiving with Zay playing. I don't think we ought to go into this, Johnny, looking at replacing Zay. Well, the game plan itself needs to be a little bit different without Zay.
Right, maybe. Okay, I get what you're saying, Rob. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to call you on Monday because I know we're going to play Denver next week.
Well, you can call us Monday because if they were playing Sunday, you couldn't call us Monday because you'd still be hungover from that trash-ass bullet.
Make sure you buy Rob a shot of bullet if you see him out. He loves it.
Who are you laughing at?
Because I remember that story.
What story?
Him sending back
turning
a shot.
Back a bullet. Somebody, did somebody buy you a bullet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. See, now don't try to forget that. Somebody bought him a shot.
Robbie like, Davis. Robbie's first base.
Robbie that was
Jr.
Robbie?
Robbie Jr.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He and I went out one Thursday just hanging out. Mm-hmm. We used to do that all the time. We just hanging out. So we went to, what's this place right up the road here?
At the Valley Inn?
Valley Inn. We met at the Valley Inn. It was nice outside. It was beautiful outside. It was like towards the back end of the summer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he saw me parking, so he ordered me a drink. And
what a good dude to order
so
somebody a drink.
I picked up the glass and I put it to my mouth. He said, "It's a bullet." And I put it back down. I said, "What else you got over there?"
I wish somebody could have just seen Rob act that out because that's the funniest effing thing. Like, he literally took his cup and put it to his mouth and went, "Ugh, yeah. What's that one? What's this one over
he said,
here?"
"What's wrong?" I said, "I'll drink bullet, bro. I'll drink
dude,
bullet.
It's a shot. Just throw the damn thing back." And
no, it's not.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It is a shot. Did it come in a shot glass? It's a shot.
See, that's where you're wrong. Bourbon is not in a shot glass. If you give me bourbon in a shot glass, then we're fighting.
You
bourbon
said he
is,
bought you a shot.
Bourbon is in a rocks glass.
No. You said he bought you a shot.
But it's not. You said it's in a shot glass. It's not in a shot. You don't put bourbon
you
in a shot glass.
You said he bought you a shot. A shot goes in a shot glass. If you're having a bourbon, it's going to go in a rocks glass. And why would you say he bought me a bourbon? Not a shot of bourbon.
Because it's still called a shot of bourbon. You put it in a rocks glass. It's still you don't put bourbon in a shot glass. You don't do that.
What?
You know who does that?
What?
Who puts bourbon in a shot glass?
People doing shots, I guess.
Yeah.
Who shoots bourbon?
I do. I've shot everything.
Oh, man, you don't shoot bourbon.
What?
No, you don't.
Man, I remember when I was downtown and they took me into that vault at the game
place.
It's
like picking up a steak with your hands.
It could happen. But in that vault place, they took me in for
took you what?
Into the vault, the game. They had a vault of like high-end liquor.
Uh-huh.
And I had like a $200 tab every time I walked in, which it's impossible to spend $200 in alcohol at that place. You know, there's a lot of fun things to do. So they take me in there, and the guy's like, "Here, let me give you this high-end tequila." And he pours it in the shot glass.
Yeah.
What do you think I did? I
well,
shot
different.
It.
You shoot tequila.
No, not when the bottle is like $700.
Yeah.
You're supposed to sip it. So, yeah, I mean, it was a really expensive, it was like $75 a shot.
Oof.
And I just threw it back. I was like, "That was pretty good. You ain't give me another one?" He's like, "No, not if you're going to do that." I offended the man.
He cuts his pearls?
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, you're supposed to enjoy that." I did. No, I'd like to enjoy another one now.
I don't put bourbon in the shot glass.
That's okay.
Yeah, he got me. It was a rocks glass, and I just didn't do it.
Send it back.
Mm. I paid for it.
It still doesn't matter to me.
It does matter.
It's a fine gesture.
It's not like some stranger. It's not like we just met. That's my dude. Trust me, he wasn't offended.
Rob's, didn't you send something back when you were in New York with Ed?
Did he send something
didn't
back
someone there? Give you a drink, or that was just when you just weren't paying attention?
That's when he...
I thought someone, he wasn't paying attention, someone gave him a drink, and he was like, "Nah."
He whiffed on a threesome.
Rob's...
Oh, well.
I didn't whiff.
He took the pitch.
I didn't whiff. I did a... they had an intentional walk, and I refused to go to first base.
I'm not. Yeah, you out? Was that Albert Bell?
I Albert Belled them.
I thought you said it was hard to finish until you saw the husband crying in the corner. Is that
you think that chair's for?
By the way, Rob talking about sending this gift back, it gives me those feels of Will Ferrell in Old School. Remember at his wedding when he got the bread maker, and he goes to like the 5-year-old's birthday party, and he re-gifts him the bread maker. I didn't want this. This is for you.